My name's Peter Cox. I'm another of those strange incomers. I decided to uproot my life from the other side of the marches and come and live in Cardiff about 20 years ago. And much to my surprise, I've met lots of people who decided to do the same thing. We still haven't worked out why, but we're going to start a society for immigrants. The fact that I have been chair of Cardiff Civic Society perhaps suggests that I've got quite an interest in the place. And I first came to Cardiff for any length of time when I spent 6 months here researching work on a book about miners in the South Wales coalfields. That was 20 years ago, so it was quite interesting just a week ago to reconnect a number of the things that I've written on the course into a single piece that is effectively a trilogy for Cardiff, and it consists of three pieces. The first is a very short poem. It's almost an ode. Sue is always trying to get us to write odes. I don't quite know why, but it's almost an ode. The second piece is a piece of poetry, but it entirely consists of words stolen from other writers and poets. And the third piece is a short monologue. And they are, as the name A Cardiff Trilogy suggests it, linked. Chorus for Cardiff. The black seams powered wars of empire. The black mark tattooed its cleavers and hewers. The black blood hemorrhaged through its centre. The black dust cemented its homes and castles. The black legacy built Cardiff, capital city. The second piece is called Two Ghosts, because I realised, after struggling on how to put it together, that it is two very distinct voices. One is the voice of William Morris, whose words I have taken in vain and reordered, but not changed. And the other are words by a man called W.H. Cruise, writing in the first programme of the very first Welsh Miners Gala Day in June 1954. So it's called Two Ghosts. Today is our day, 19th of June 1954. What is this, the sound and rumour? What is this that all men hear? Today, our day, gala day, we march through the streets of Cardiff with bands and banners flying. Today, the first day of our days. 'Tis the people marching on. These are they who build our houses, weave our garments, win our wheat. What reward for them is meet? On to Sophia Gardens we march. On to renew our faith in union. On in miners' fight for freedom. Marching for a full and free life. Many a hundred years passed over, have they laboured deaf and blind. Never tidings reached their sorrow, never hope their toil might find. Now at length they know their power. Today we recall our protests of 1898 against inhuman treatment, of 1911 for the minimum wage, of marching from Medlinock to Treharris in torchlight procession against company unionism, of the hunger marches of the 20s, of miners all marching. Now at length they know their power, and their cry comes down the wind. 'Tis the people marching on our day, gala day. We march through the streets of Cardiff with bands and banners flying. That first day of our days. And so we go from 1954 to today, I suppose. And this piece is called simply Black Marks. There was a time coal was king in the valleys, where men traded life for the sea coal fuel for another nation's wars. But down the valley in Cardiff, coal was God, the creator of unimaginable wealth, the begetter of the first £1 million deal, the genesis of genius and invention, and the founder of an Arcadian city. The coal dust that scarred its hewers with tattooed black wounds left a layer of reminder in the black mortar that welds the terraces, where row on row house miners on steep valley sides. In the city, grander terraces radiate from its centre into leafy parks, themselves an inheritance of mine owners' wealth. But however scrubbed the port and stone temples, however polished the red brick pierhead office, a spectre remains, an unasked question. Whose wealth was it anyway?